This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, quizzers, and welcome to the Big Pod Quiz. It's Thursday night, it's 7 p.m, and that means it is time for episode 8 of your weekly pod quiz action. My name is Charlie, and I am the host of the Big Pod Quiz. Before Armageddon started in January of 2020, you could find me in real-life pubs all across the northwest of the nation, hosting real-life pub quizzes. That's right, actually in real life. But during this time of national lockdown, me and my brother Ben have been bringing the pub quiz directly to you in podcast form. Each week, we put Ben's quizzing knowledge to the test by bringing a special guest onto the quiz and making him go head-to-head to see if Ben really is as clever as he says. Good evening, Ben. It's currently 4-3 to the guests. We've got 3 episodes left of the series. Do you think you can bring it back for a series win before the summer break?
No.
Thank you for being concise and to the point.
You're welcome.
Oh, he's in a Mardi from last week, I think. He's still upset.
No, I'm not. I'm just, it's, you know, there are, it hurts your confidence, you know. We do this, this is supposed to be a bit of fun, and actually just, I can't believe how much it winds me up.
I mean, you've got 3 wins on the board.
Yeah, I just keep having arguments with people as well. Like, on another podcast I did the other day, someone was talking about lady fingers, and I was like, oh, they're bananas. They're thin skinned. That's from episode 3 or whatever. They were like, actually, no, they're not.
Actually, they are. They're bananas. That's what they are.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Charlie, it's just, it's caused me all sorts of problems in all sorts of different areas, this quiz. But at the same time, I enjoy seeing you every week. I mean, you're my brother, and we do socially distance each other quite a lot. But I mean, it's nice to do something together that's a kind of activity rather than just sitting around and chatting shit.
So basically, I mean, we do a lot of sitting around chatting shit on this podcast.
Yeah.
But I mean, so overall, it sounds like you are enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely.
And as the boss of Sound Rebel, are you going to book us for a series 2? Let's see how the figures do for the rest of the series.
You know what? The figures have been great, to be fair. I would love to see a bit more interaction. I mean, it's going up all the time, and people are starting to tweet us, and they are starting to email us their scores and stuff.
And they're using the hashtag as well.
Yeah, they are. I've seen a few hashtags.
Have you seen a few I beat Bens? I've seen a few of those this week.
Yeah, no hashtag King Bens, but that's probably because it's arrogant and stupid. And it was only a joke. But then it was a gag, and it's just kind of been taken on, but hey.
So before we bring this week's special guest out of the Zoom waiting room, can you give us a rundown of how it works?
Yep, so there's 5 rounds in this quiz. There's 5 questions in each round. The questions get progressively harder as we move from question 1 to 5. The first 4 rounds are just kind of general standard pub quiz rounds, so Charlie chooses them every week. It might be sport, music, geography, history, whatever. But round 5 is always our guest's specialist subject. I don't know who our guest is. We're about to bring them out of the Zoom waiting room in a sec. But obviously, you know, I've got no idea what this could be. And they can make it as specialist as they want. So the likelihood is that, well, both me and all of our listeners haven't got much of a chance in round 5. But hey, let's see.
Cool. Well, let's get them onto the pod. Wrestling specialist for the online platform What Culture, Bolton Wanderers, Chesterfield FC, West Ham and Manchester United fan. He used to have a team in every league, but now it looks like they're all going to end up in League One at some point. And one of the voices of Sound Rebel. That's right, he's the man that says, to hear more of our shows, head to soundrebel.co.uk. It's Mr. Adam Wilborn.
Evening, boys.
Hello, how are you, mate?
Hello and welcome to the Big Pod Quiz.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. You'll be having me out of a job with that voice there, Charlie.
Can you give us a little taste? Go on.
To hear more podcasts, just check out soundrebel.co.uk.
God, he's good.
Very good.
God, he's
very
good.
it's lovely to see you, Adam.
It's great to see you boys too. It's been far too long.
You know what, Adam, Charlie, as you know, I mean, this is for the benefit of our listeners. Adam has been my best friend ever since we met at university, and we've never, ever, ever had an argument. And that was how long ago now? That was a good 14 years ago.
Yeah, although there is a first time for everything, considering we're going up against each other on the quiz today.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm slightly worried.
I mean, Adam, before we brought you on, Ben was already getting quite upset that he's getting a lot of banter about the quiz.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of people that are telling him off for certain things and telling him he's shit at quizzes, so he might get quite upset if you beat him today.
Well, I'm kind of glad that Sparky last week managed to bring the guests into the lead a little bit. It's given me a bit of a cushion just in case I screw it up. We got a bit of an advantage now.
Well, of course, for the people listening at home, you and Sparky used to live together in Birmingham, so there's a bit of a guest rivalry going on there. Because obviously, yeah, we are keeping track of how the guests will do, and at the end of the series, we will release sort of a guest leaderboard. So that's something to think about today as well, Adam. Not just Ben, but you've got Sparky to beat as well.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous because Sparks did really well, especially obviously on his special category of Eddie Murphy films. I have a big, big love for that. But I'm quietly confident. I normally do all right on your quizzes when we do them in the pub or when we have the big Zoom quizzes. Although a lot of the time I'm with other people, particularly my other half, Anna Louise, who will never let me hear the end of it if I lose to Ben here.
Adam, you say you're quietly confident. I've known you for over a decade and never once have I described you as quiet. With that, shall we crack into today's quiz? I'll just give you a quick recap, yes, of how it's going to work. So it's five rounds of five questions. The last round is Adam's specialist round, and Ben, he's chosen Premier League football.
Oh, what a great... Okay, I think
so it's questions all about the Premier League. Rounds will start off easy and they get harder as the round goes on. You have 10 seconds to answer each question. I'm then going to ask you to show me your answers on the screen and I will read them out. Those at home, at the end of the quiz, send your scores into us via email bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk or tweet them to @bigpodquiz. If you score higher than Ben, I want you to use the hashtag IBeatBen at the end. But if he beats you will have to use the hashtag of his own choosing. It started off as a joke, but it's now very serious. Hashtag King Ben. While we're mentioning scores, let's get some shout outs from last week. We had Ed Nell on Twitter having a little chat about us with last week's guest Sparky and throwing a bit of shade your way, Ben. He said you're very sweary.
Who said that?
Ed Nell.
I didn't, really.
He said he couldn't listen to the quiz because he had the kids and you're a bit sweary, apparently.
Well, we do put an explicit tag on it, so... No, I'll try not to, because Dad tells me off for that as well, but...
Yeah, Mum keeps calling me up and being like, you don't have to swear all the time, you know.
I know, yeah, but it's like, Adam used to be on the radio as well. When you're on the radio for years, you're obviously not allowed to swear, and then when you get into kind of podcast land, it just kind of feels like the shackles are off and the temptation's there just to throw him in, which I know is silly, and it's not big and it's not clever.
Yeah, it's weird when you're on the radio, obviously you have to be very, very careful. When I do stuff on YouTube for What Culture, there's like this fine line where there's like four or five words that you really shouldn't say, and then the others, like, you can get away with the odd bastard here or there. And the weirdest thing of all is we can't call what is affecting the globe right now what it's called, because a lot of the time for some reason it demonetizes, yes, content, so we call, yeah, it the ongoing global bastard at What Culture.
Right then, guys, so the high scorers from this week, we had Liam in Wolverhampton scoring 12, Jess in Manchester emailing in, she got 13, we had Ross in Devon, he's shielding with his girlfriend and playing pod quiz, scoring 15, and finally we had @MattyPNFFC, who was buzzing to use the hashtag IBeatBen, with an impressive 16 points on last week's episode. Lads, what do we think in his name the PNFFC stands for? It's got to be a football team, isn't it?
Well, if it was PNE, it would be Preston North
PNE,
End.
Preston North End.
But then,
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe PNEFC was taken, so we just went for F,
yeah,
instead.
It next looks best like thing. E.
Right then, guys, are we ready to crack on with round one of today's quiz, which is, yes, the music round?
Ooh, as ready as I'll ever be.
Right then, here we go. Question one. Which singer has had hits with the songs Just the Way You Are, Uptown Funk and Locked Out of Heaven? Which singer has had hits with the songs Just the Way You Are, Uptown Funk and Locked Out of Heaven?
You interviewed this person, didn't you, Adam?
I did indeed.
Because I was on the radio.
Yeah, he did all the showbiz stuff.
So you've both gone with Bruno Mars. That is absolutely correct. Moving on to question two. Spell xylophone. Spell xylophone.
How many Fs are in xylophone?
Yeah, very good.
Right, so you've both gone for the same, which is correct. It's X-Y-L-O-F. Hang on, I said F.
What is it?
So it's X-Y-L-O-P-H-O-N-E. If you got that at home, mark yourselves down for 1 point. So question three is multiple choice. Which rapper was going to headline the Pyramid Stage on Friday night at Glastonbury 2020 in his first ever appearance at the festival? Obviously, it was postponed due to that global bastard. Is it A, Kendrick Lamar? Is it B, Childish Gambino? Is it C, Biggie Smalls, aka the Notorious B.I.G.? Or is it D, Kanye West? So which rapper was going to headline the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury on Friday night? A, Kendrick Lamar. B, Childish Gambino. C, Biggie Smalls, aka the Notorious B.I.G. Or D, Kanye West. So, Ben, you've gone with A. Adam, you've also gone with A, which is absolutely correct.
Yes.
Moving on to question four. Name any member of the band Coldplay that isn't Chris Martin. Name any member of the band Coldplay that isn't Chris Martin. Do you think that's the hardest question we've done on the quiz so far, Ben?
Oh, God, easily. Easily.
Wait till you see what I'm in for this.
Right then, let's see some answers. So Adam's gone with Tim. Ben, you've gone with Martin Chris. So I can tell you that both of those are incorrect. Adam, I would have given you half a point if any of them had the first name Tim, which they don't. So you could have had Guy Berryman, Will Champion, Phil Harvey, or Johnny Buckland.
They sound like a band with a Tim in there.
Do they sound like a band with a Tim?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a rock star called Tim?
I think calling Coldplay a rock band is a stretch.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, to be fair, I think I was stood behind Johnny Buckland in Greg's the other day, but I can't be sure. Right then, let's move on to our final question in the round. Adam, you've been listening to the pod quiz so far, so you know what's coming. It's time for me to do an intro, and then I want you to tell me what that intro is. I want the name of the song and the artist, please. So the name of the song and the artist, please.
Oh, what am I on about?
Do you need that again, or have you smashed it there, lads?
I think I've got an answer.
Oh, I can hear Ben humming it.
I don't know what the name of it is, but I've just picked a random word from the chorus.
Okay, got it, I think.
So, Ben, you've gone with Metallica.
Oh, of course it is.
What have you put there? Nevermind. Neverland.
Neverland, yeah.
And then, Adam, you've gone with Enter Sandman Metallica, which is absolutely correct. Right then, guys, that is the end of the round. Can you total up your scores and let me know what you got?
3.5.
3.5 for Ben.
4 points for me.
And 4 for Adam. Adam takes a slender lead at the end of the first round. Guys at home, remember to keep track of your scores for the end of the quiz. You can send them in to us via email, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk, or tweet them to us at bigpodquiz. Make sure you use a hashtag at the end, either hashtag IBeatBen or hashtag KingBen, depending on how you score. Also, if you're enjoying the pod quiz so far and want to make it your round, you can by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and finding the button that says buy us a beer. That will help to contribute to our production costs, things like recording and hosting onto all the good podcast apps. Right then, guys, are we ready to move on to round two?
Yep.
So, round two this week is TV and film. Adam, do you consider yourself a movie buff?
I feel confident on films. I don't watch a great deal of TV, like, live. Watch a shed load of Netflix, but...
So you like to smash a box set?
Yeah, I think I'm literally limited to watching, like, Match of the Day and maybe Football Focus on telly when it's actually live. That's about it. Oh, I tell you what, was it that Tim White or whatever it was from Sky Sports the other day who was saying that, he was saying you can change your teams. And I sort of tuttered and rolled my eyes and then, yeah, remembered that I had an affiliation with Man United when I grew
that
up.
You support, that you have affiliation with at least 20 teams.
Yeah, I was a Man United fan when I was about 8, because everyone was. I was a West Ham fan. I still am partially a West Ham fan because of my dad. I was a Bolton fan because of JJ Okocha. But I am, and will always be, first and foremost, a Chesterfield fan. I'm competing in today's quiz wearing my Chesterfield shirt.
For those of you at home that couldn't see that, Adam said that while kissing the badge of his Chesterfield shirt. I can't believe that Chesterfield had a shirt made by Puma. I just thought that they just got whoever was like just on the sidelines, just like, yeah, mate, do you want to make some kits while we play?
It's very surreal at the moment, living in Newcastle, who are in the midst of this Saudi takeover, which could net them, you know, billions of pounds, and could see like Mbappe and Neymar come to play at St James's Park. Chesterfield, who I think are just being bought by like four blokes down the pub who just pooled their money together.
There's a group of people in the future that are listening to this on playback in 2021 that are going, ha, Newcastle getting taken over, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Adam, is it right? So Mansfield are your big rivals, aren't they, for Chesterfield? Mansfield scum, I believe you call them.
Mansfield are indeed scum.
And are they? Is that's not a Derbyshire team, is it? Are they Yorkshire?
Well, there's a rivalry between, yes, Chesterfield and Mansfield, but also, yeah, a rivalry between any Yorkshire team and any Derbyshire team, which Chesterfield are a Derbyshire team. So, yeah, I've told you numerous occasions. There's a chant that goes back and forth, which is emblematic of our accents, which I apologise for podcast listeners. It goes warring chants of Yorkshire, Yorkshire, Derbyshire, Derbyshire, Derbyshire. It sounds like hell on earth for you, mate.
Lads, I'm sorry to interrupt you. As much as I'm enjoying these tales of chants between two shit ex-mining towns, can we get on with some quizzing, please?
Yeah fine. Wow.
I mean, I apologise to Chesterfield because it's a cracking night out, but their football team's shit, as is Mansfield. No one cares.
Fair assessment.
Let's crack on. So it's TV and film. Question one. The Queen Vic is the name of the pub in which TV soap? The Queen Vic is the name of the pub in which TV soap? So you've both gone with EastEnders. That is absolutely correct. Question two. What is the name of the TV series based on a video game that sees Henry Cavill with a fresh blonde do, mostly just running around with his top off, killing people? What is the name of the TV series based on a video game that sees Henry Cavill with a fresh blonde do, mostly just running around with his top off, killing people?
My wife was very into this when it came out.
Yes, my girlfriend was very into this. I wonder why. So, Adam, you've gone with The Witcher. Ben, you've gone with Witch Hunter. The correct answer is The Witcher. Adam, you get the point. Ben, you were very close, but no cigar. Question three is the movie one-liner. Adam, I'm going to give you an impression from a movie. I want you to tell me which movie it comes from.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
I'll give that to you again.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
Name the movie?
What the?
I think in the same little bit he goes, kill me! Kill me!
I'm gonna go with... Oh, I'm not confident on this.
Right then, lads, can I see some answers on the screen, please?
Apologies for that. That's a P.
I know it's an Arnie movie, but I haven't got an answer. I can't
say. So you know it's an Arnie movie, but you've got no answer. Adam, you've gone with Predator. Predator is absolutely correct. Give yourself the point. Right then, guys, question four. What is the name of the leader of the baddies in Die Hard, played by the late, great Alan Rickman? I mean, I'll give you another impression, Adam, just because I love this movie.
What are my detonators?
So you've both gone with Hans Gruber. That is absolutely correct. And finally, question five. It's the final question in the TV and film round. What year did the first series of Breaking Bad first air? What year did the first series of Breaking Bad first air?
I've literally just started re-watching this on Netflix because I never finish watching Breaking Bad and everyone else is like doing stuff in lockdown. Like, oh, I learned a new skill. I've lost loads of weight. I'm like, I might finally get around to watching Breaking Bad.
You've just got to make it through the first three series because they are boring.
Oh, I've no idea about
so,
this, though.
So, Ben, you've gone with 2012. Adam, you've gone with 2007. I can tell you that the correct answer is the year 2008. Adam, you were close, but you don't get the point for being close on the Big Pod Quiz. Right then, guys, if you want to total those up and let me know what you got.
Terrible two.
Four.
Ben, four?
Ben,
four?
You're on two, so that puts you on 5.5. Adam, you got another four. That puts you on 8. Mate, there's three rounds left to go. One of which is Premier League, which, you know, you do love football.
Up the Villa. Not at the moment.
I was going to say.
Not at the moment.
Right then, guys, let's get cracking with round three of today's quiz, which is the history round. Question one, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand is widely agreed to be the event that sparked which major conflict? Right then, so we've got some answers on the screen. You've both gone for World War One, which is absolutely correct. Question two, Hannibal was a famous general who led a campaign against the Roman Empire in around 170 BC. Which ancient nation did he fight for? Is it A, Greece, B, Egypt, C, Carthage, or D, Macedonia? Is it A, Greece, B, Egypt, C, Carthage, or D, Macedonia?
Complete shot in the dark, this.
So, Ben, you've gone for C, Carthage, as have you, Adam, which is absolutely correct. Moving on to question three. The Battle of Waterloo was fought between which two nations? The Battle of Waterloo was fought between which two nations? It later went on to become the best ABBA song.
I'm trying to remember the lyrics to see who was in it.
They don't talk about that. I don't think.
Napoleon did surrender.
So you've both gone for England and France. I've got here France and Britain, but I will give you the point for England. Before we get in trouble on Twitter with people being like, actually, these people were there as well. The Prussians were also involved in the conflict, but it was mainly between France and Britain.
Mm.
Don't even know where Prussia was supposed to be.
Well, it is. Prussia is basically like Russia, I think.
Right, but they just drop the P.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why. I don't know why it's. Maybe it's just a silent P these days. Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, Prussia was historically a prominent German state.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh.
Sorry.
Moving on, question four. SPQR were letters used to represent the government of which ancient empire? SPQR were letters used to represent the government of which ancient empire?
Oh.
Right then, lads. Ben, you've gone with Rome. Adam, you went with Greece, Roman. Scribbled it out, and then went for Rome as well. That is absolutely correct.
Ben, tell everyone why we know that answer.
Because we played a lot of Rome Total War.
Yes!
Yeah, a lot when we were at university.
I mean...
And obviously, like...
It's going to sound like I'm making fun of you, but I did the same degree just a few years later. I mean, when you're doing a drama degree, you do need to find things to fill your time.
That counted as studying now. Now we got that answer right.
Yeah, you can only do, you know, so much pretending to be different animals before you want to hit your head against a brick wall and play more Rome Total War.
With that, question five, the last question in the round. Who was the last king of France? I want the name and the numbers.
Oh.
If you get just the name, you can have half a point. You can have the full point for getting the numbers as well.
Guess it's a complete guess with the numbers. Yeah, complete guess with the name, really.
So, Ben, you've gone with Louis the 13th. Adam, you've gone for Louis the 4th. Louis is correct. So, half a point for each of you there. And he was Louis the 16th. Louis the 16th and final king of France. Right then, guys, how did we do on that round?
4.5 for me.
Yep, same for me.
So 4.5 each. So Ben, I've got you on 10, and Adam, that puts you on 12.5.
Sounds good. I've been watching that Versailles recently. It's filth, that, isn't it?
I've not seen it.
I've not watched that just yet. You really are smashing those box sets, though.
Yeah.
Are there many boobs?
It's just everything. Everything's out.
Okay, guys, before we head into round 4, it's that time in the quiz to take a break and have a chat with our guest, Adam. And I think it's probably time for me to crack an icy cold can of Carling. Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, that's good. So, Adam, what have you been up to during lockdown?
Well, we had our first wedding anniversary, my wife and I. So, surviving that was good. It was first wedding anniversary is paper. So, I bought Anne-Louise some toilet roll, specifically.
Please tell me that's all you got her.
I did get her a nice present as well. But the toilet roll was important to our marriage because... During my speech, I referenced the fact that obviously as I work on YouTube, someone once commented when I was presenting a video with one of our female presenters that I looked very awkward, and they said it must have been the first time that I'd ever stood next to an attractive woman in my life. Another commenter then pointed out, no, have you seen his fiancée? She's well fit. And then someone underneath commented, she looks like a Brazilian who's marrying him for a visa.
I mean, I did see this when it was all happening, and that guy did just say what we were all thinking.
Yeah, but now he's forever remembered, as that comment is now marked on every piece of the toilet roll that I gave her for our first anniversary. Pride of place in our bathroom, that now. I'm also trying to do something very manly this coming weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a shed being delivered, which inevitably... probably someone else is going to build.
You've got a shed being delivered, making you feel all manly that your wife is then going to build
for
you.
Exactly. But yeah, it's been good. I'm considering braving going to the pub as well soon.
Excellent. What's your local? Where are you going to be going?
Well, it's wherever it's going to be showing. We're going to try and catch a Newcastle game with some of my friends up here who are Newcastle fans. I did enjoy that bloke who said on the news he was like waiting outside a pub when they first opened the other weekend. And he had a pint of Carling. I think he'd just come off a shift. And he said, it tasted like angel piss.
Which I think sums up Carling very well. I mean, I love Carling, but angel piss probably is like, that should be their new slogan.
Little tip for you, by the way. But check out Aldi's selection of craft beers. They've got some lovely beers in Aldi right now.
I mean, you've been listening to the podcast... The amount that I talk about Carling, do you really think I'm going to go and buy craft beer?
I'm just giving you a bit of light and shade here, Charlie. Bit of light and shade. Do you want a mango IPA or something like that? That's where you go for that. And if you want Carling, stick where you are.
if you say the words mango IPA on this podcast again, I'm going to dock you 5 points.
Yeah, go on, Willis. Say it again. Come on.
So this is usually the point in the quiz where I ask you if you were, before lockdown, if you were a quiz goer. But we already know that you love a quiz, Adam. You were double champion of our mate Zoom quiz, of which we did 4 during lockdown. So you obviously know your way around a quiz. It's interesting to see from your score today that you are in the lead and that it's not what we thought, and Anne-Louise, your wife, just answers all the questions for you.
Well, we've got 2 rounds to go yet. But yeah, I think my target coming on here was 10 points. 10 out of 25 I would have been happy with. But now I'm determined. 2 rounds to go. Come on, let's bring this home.
Cool. Well, let's get cracking with round 4 of today's quiz, which is the Animal Kingdom round.
Hey, Animal Kingdom.
You never know. It might be a good one for you today, Ben.
Yeah, this is always the round where just, you know, like, who knows anything about animals apart from vets and zookeepers? Do you know what I mean?
Mate, we had a family quiz the other day, and it was, one of the questions was, you have to like try and write a unique answer that no one else has got, and the question was, name an animal with more than 4 legs, and I wrote octopus. So that's how good I am at this sort of thing. Tentacles.
Did you see the thing that's going around Facebook today? The woman who thought she'd picked up a stray dog in her car, and everyone was like, that's a fox.
What? Oh my god.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Right, okay, with that, let's get going with the Animal Kingdom round. Question one is a true or false. So the species we now know as domestic cats have been kept as pets for almost 8,000 years. True or false? So the species we now know as domestic cats have been kept as pets for almost 8,000 years. True or false? So you've both gone with true. That is absolutely correct. The species spread from the Southwest Asia into Europe. They most likely started hanging around farming communities where they settled into a mutually beneficial relationship as the humans' rodent patrol. Moving on, question two. Which is larger, the black bear or the grizzly bear? Ooh. Which is larger, the black or the grizzly bear?
No idea.
So, Ben, you've gone with grizzly. Adam, so have you. That is absolutely correct. Although both species vary in size, the grizzly bear is generally larger than the black bear. Question three. Which is the largest land mammal on planet Earth? Which is the largest land mammal on planet Earth?
God.
Beach whale doesn't count, does it?
No.
Okay.
I'm just gonna mammal.
I don't know if even counts as a land mammal, but I'm just going to write that.
So, Ben, you've gone with the African elephant, and Adam, you have gone with a hippo. Now, Ben, the African elephant is your favourite animal.
It is. We have many in the house.
And I take
not actual
ornaments.
Yeah.
So I take it that you're pretty up on your elephant facts.
Well, I just really like them. You know, they mourn. They're dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you also know that they, when they look at humans, a chemical sort of similar to serotonin is released that is similar to when humans look at puppies, which means they think that elephants find humans cute.
Yes. Aww. And also, another fact, they are the largest land mammal on Earth.
Ben, I can tell you that they absolutely are.
Yes.
So if you put African elephant, mark yourself down for 1 point. So question four, this is quite a long one, so bear with me. So, as you know, I'm a keen gamer. I'm currently playing Red Dead Redemption 2. In this game, you can steal or buy horses, and as time goes on, you bond with them more and more, and their stats go up. They become your best friend, and you would be lost without them. In the game, if you're riding really fast across the Great Plains of America, you will inevitably, at some point, ride over a ledge or a cliff, and your horse will die. In the 3 weeks that I've been playing this game, how many horses have I accidentally killed? Ben, this doesn't include the one that you killed when I gave you a go, which was the best one I've had all game. Is it A, none, B, 5, C, 10, or D, 25?
Is this seriously a question?
This is seriously a question.
On my computer game that I'm playing, what the f...
Can you tell that I wrote these questions very quickly about 10 minutes before we came on the quiz?
Right.
So how many horses have I accidentally killed on Red Dead Redemption 2? A, none, B, 5, C, 10, or D, 25?
Not including the one that I.
Not including the one that you killed. That was the best one I had.
Okay.
I think as an animal lover, I've got to put B.
So Ben, you've gone with A, none. Adam, you've gone with B, 5. Adam, you are correct. I've accidentally killed 5 horses on Red Dead Redemption 2. So you can name them as well. Do you want to know their names?
Go on.
No, not really.
R.I.P. Oreo, quiz. Lightning, Purdy, Bessie and Horse.
Horse. Horse, close to the heart, was it, the last one?
Yeah, I kind of got to the point where I was just like, do you know what, I'm just going to name him Horse.
You say about niche questions. We had a family quiz the other day, and one of my relatives... we all do a round each. He did history, which you would assume, is like Roman Empire, World War, etc. The question was, what year did I run the London Marathon? I mean, that's not history, is it?
Wow.
Did he give you options or just...
Nope. He just said, I ran it a few years, so you can probably guess it. And it was like, I'll be honest, Alan, mate, we've never even spoke about this.
Ben, if he needs any work, Charlie might be looking for a question writer soon.
Yeah, I was going to say we should get him on as a ghostwriter. Question five, final question in the round. Canis lupus familiaris is the Latin name for which animal? Canis lupus familiaris is the Latin name for which animal? Is that a bit more conventional quiz for you, Ben?
Yep, good.
So you've both gone with dog, which is absolutely correct.
Is that not a 5 out of 5, is it? Is that a 4 for you, Willers?
Yeah, it's 4 again.
So 4 out of 5 for Adam, which puts him on 16.5.
I got a 4 as well.
And a 4, which puts Ben on 14. Going into the final round, it's a 2.5 point difference. Ben, you can definitely bring this back. But it is Adam's special subject. Adam, you've chosen the Premier League. Before we go into this round, I just want to let you know that if you're enjoying the quiz at home, you can make it your round by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and finding the button that says buy us a beer. While you're there, make sure you listen to some of the other shows on the Sound Rebel Network, where you will hear Adam at the end or at the beginning saying,
if you want to hear more podcasts, just check out soundrebel.co.uk.
God, it's good.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful voice. Right then, guys, let's get cracking with round 5. It is the Premier League round. Question 1 is multiple choice. Which of the following was the first ever season in the Premier League? Is it A, 1988-89, B, 90-91, C, 91-92, or D, 92-93? So which of the following was the first ever season of the Premier League? Is it A, 88-89, B, 90-91, C, 91-92, or D, 92-93? So, Adam, you've gone for 90-91. Ben, you've gone for D, 92-93. One of you's got it right.
It's
that
me.
That person is Ben. Ben has taken a point. The first point in Adam's specialist round goes to Ben.
Fair play.
It's now 16.5-15. Ben could be about to bring this back. Question 2. Which team won that season, the first season in the Premier League? First season in the Premier League era, who won? Right then, lads, let's see some answers. Ben, you've gone with Man United. Adam, you've gone with Blackburn Rovers.
Oh, I crossed out Blackburn Rovers.
Ben, you crossed out Blackburn, which was the right decision to make because Man United won that first season.
Yes. I think Blackburn won the second season, didn't
they? Blackburn won 93-94. Ben, I don't think this has happened before on the quiz. You've taken 2 points off the guest on their specialist round for the first time in 8 episodes, which puts the score at 16.5-16.
What a thrill.
Oh. What a thrill. Question 3. In total, only 7 teams have won a Premier League title. Name them.
Are we including this season?
We are including this season.
Oh, I've run out of space.
Definitely got
1,
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Give me one sec, Charlie.
Right then, lads, let's see some answers. So, Ben, Man United, Man City, Blackburn, Liverpool, Leicester, Arsenal, Chelsea. Yeah, you got all 7. Any of you put all 7 there as well, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. So that is 1 point each. Question 4. Who is the Premier League's all-time top goalscorer? Question 4. Who is the Premier League's all-time top goalscorer? So you both put Alan Shearer. That is absolutely correct. So if I'm doing this right, that puts us on 18.5-18.
I think it does, yeah.
Final question in the quiz. Ben, if you get this right and Adam gets it wrong, you win with the last question of the quiz. So we've had top goal scorer. Question 5 is which player has made the most appearances during the Premier League era. They have made 653 appearances in total. So which player has made the most appearances during the Premier League era?
I've got an answer, but it's a close one.
I think there's two players that I think you will think of, Ben, and I hope you've gone for the right one.
Who have you gone for, Adam? I'm so nervous.
Adam,
here.
I want you to reveal first. So you've gone for Ryan Giggs, Adam. Ben, yeah. Before you reveal your answer,
yeah,
Ryan Giggs has made the second most appearances in the Premier League. If you get this right, you win the quiz and make it 4-4 in the series on the last question of the round and the quiz.
Okay, I've gone for a player who is an Aston Villa legend. They also put in a number of performances for Man City and won the title with Man City and played for Everton in the Premier League as well. I've gone for Gareth Barry.
So you think that Gareth Barry has made 653 Premier League appearances?
He might have got it here, you know.
The top appearances during the Premier League era is a Villa legend. They have played for Manchester City and won a title at Manchester City. It's either James Milner or Gareth Barry.
Oh!
It's not James, it's Gareth Barry. Ben, you win the quiz.
The scenes. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, Jeff. Wow. In the last question of the quiz, Ben takes it to win by half a point. Unbelievable scenes. Adam, you look speechless there, mate. What can you say?
Well, I think a bit like when Aguero scored that sensational goal to win Man City the league, you can't really argue with brilliance like that. Gareth Barry, fair play.
Wow, I just... 5 out of 5 in yours. Sorry, I don't mean to rub it in, but I just...
But I'm just going to pour some salt into the wound.
You know what, mate? That was my favourite so far. By far. Like, no offence to any of our other guests you've been on. But the feeling that I've got right now, I'm going to be riding this high all week.
Congratulations, mate. You deserve it.
Mate, you ride that high. That takes it to 4-4 in the series. Just unbelievable techers there. What else can you say other than that? So that is it for this week's episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Make sure you send us your scores for a chance at a high score shout-out on next week's episode. You can send them to @BigPodQuiz on Twitter or email them to us, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. And remember to use the hashtag IBeatBen or KingBen at the end. Also, if you want to leave us your score on Apple Reviews on the podcast app, you can do that as well, as long as you give us 5 stars. Ben, Adam, I've got it down here as Ben 19, Adam 18.5. Regardless of what happened at the end, Adam, that is a cracking score. And I think you've beaten Sparky from last week as well, so you have got that. Ben, you're the champion of this week's quiz. That means that when we do the Newcastle leg of the Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl, Adam, you have to buy Ben a lovely pint of Carling. Adam, thank you for coming on the quiz, mate. How are you feeling after that?
I'm exhausted after all that, but it's an absolute pleasure, boys. It's a lot harder when you're actually doing the quiz. When I've listened to it before, I've been like, easy. Like the Eddie Murphy round, for example, last week, I was like, yeah, coming to America too, obviously, or coming to America. But honestly, the pressure of that is unbelievable.
Mate, it's all well and good to sit at home and go, yeah, I'm smashing this. But as soon as you're in the hot seat and the pressure's on, you know, it can be difficult. So, quizzes at home, if you've enjoyed today's episode and would like to contribute to our production costs for future episodes, please head over to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and find the button that says Buy Us a Beer. While you're on the website, make sure you check out some of the other shows on the Sound Rebel Network. Also, make sure you like, share, subscribe and comment about us on whatever app you are listening through right now. Adam, thank you for coming on. Great score. Almost got that victory for the team guest, but it wasn't quite to be. Ben, you've made it to 4-4 in the series with 2 episodes left. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there, and we will see you back here next week for the next episode of the Big Pod Quiz.